the rest of the story. It can be argued, and it is, that Jim Thorpe was the greatest American athlete who ever lived. This American Indian born in Oklahoma could do it all. Once during an exhibition at the Indian school in what's now Yale, Oklahoma, Jim Thorpe, hear this, almost casually, did something just to prove that he could, something no other athlete had ever done or has ever done since. He stood in midfield, he faced the goal posts, and he drop-kicked a football. He drop-kicked a football between the uprights. Then, just to prove it was not the wind in his favor, they retrieved the football, and still in midfield, he faced the other direction, he faced the other goal posts, kicked the ball through those uprights. And then, just to demonstrate it was more than luck, he retrieved the ball and did it again. Did it again! That day, his young daughter remembers, he hoisted her onto his shoulders and strode off past the cheering spectators to buy her some ice cream. Jim Thorpe starred as halfback at Carlisle Indian School. He made All-American 2 years in a row. And competing in the toughest of all-around events in the 1912 Olympics in Stockholm, Sweden, Jim Thorpe brought new glory to old glory. Understandably, they made a movie of the life of Jim Thorpe entitled Jim Thorpe All-American. But this is the rest of the story. He was stripped of his Olympic medals. His Olympic gold medals were taken away from him. And Jim Thorpe, disgraced, returned home, returned to Oklahoma to live out his years seeking odd jobs to provide for his family and drinking too much and quietly trying to forget. Sometimes for something to eat, he'd hunt rabbits or go fishing. For the family, he cleaned and cooked the rabbits and the fish. At 40, he was digging ditches in California. Barflies, often wanting to make a name for themselves, challenged the great Jim Thorpe to a fight. He always won, but usually spent a night in jail for it. When Jim Thorpe died in 1953, he was living in a California trailer park with a third wife, didn't leave even enough money for his burial. Since the Olympics in Barcelona, our participation has been entirely professional. Victorious American athletes, in addition to their incomes as professional athletes, became overnight eligible for million-dollar contracts to endorse products of one kind or another. Today's Olympic heroes are handsomely rewarded for television appearances, in-person appearances, even for autographs. Today there are considerable lifelong rewards for lesser athletes. Jim Thorpe died broke. Though this one man had been an All-American football player, though at the Olympics he'd won the gold medal in both decathlon and pentathlon, he was stripped of his medals and disgraced and destroyed. When it was learned that in those days, when the Olympics were only for amateur athletes, Jim Thorpe, as a teenage boy in Oklahoma, had one time been paid to play baseball, $60 a month. Now you know the rest of the story.